Suicidal children as young as 12 are having to wait over 2 weeks to begin proper treatment at mental health units in the UK. Research has found that there have been bed and staff shortages at the NHS when it came to troubled young people, which pose a huge risk to their lives. Former Government Health Minister Norman Lamb said that if they did not put cancer patients' lives at risk, this equally should not be happening in mental health services. Sonia Johnson, a professor of social and community psychiatry at University College London, says that historically, funding in mental health care has always been less of a priority over other sectors for the UK government.
I think there are reports of long waits for inpatient admission across various parts of the country. There are also there are also increasing numbers of people who actually have been discharged from long-term community care and may not be getting a service at all. There are some areas in which there have probably been improvements, like in a first contact for psychosis, which has been a big government kind of target over the last few years. But I mean, it is an overall... So true overall that funding for mental health care is and actually always has been at a low level compared with kind of equivalently chronic physical health problems.
The same study revealed that even big cities like London with 10 NHS mental health trusts are running out of beds. Teenagers have had to be taken hundreds of miles from the capital to other places like Newcastle and Sheffield to seek treatment. Johnson says that relocating those affected may actually worsen their mental health.
I mean, it's obviously important where people have decent family ties for them to be near family, or if not near family, near friends and other supports. Often admissions are actually quite long for children in particular, so rebuilding social links during the admissions and having access to other sources of support is really important. The strain on families of having a child who's been admitted somewhere far away is big.
Daniel Proverbs, founder and trustee of men's mental health charity Brothers in Arms, says that it's important to focus on suicide prevention at an early age. Young boys and men are especially discouraged from speaking up about their mental health, even though suicide is the single biggest killer of men. In the UK, men are 3 times more likely to take their own lives than women.
You know, when we get messages and emails from the mother of a 9-year-old boy saying my son is suicidal, can you help me, then A, it should be about prevention, and the earlier that we start doing prevention, the better. You know, my fear is that if we say 16 to 45 is the age currently that's most at risk in the UK, my fear is that if we don't get a handle on this and start to support children from a very young age, then we're going to see the suicide rate go younger. So it is very important that we get interventions, we build resilience, and we create awareness about mental health as soon as possible. And I think that has to come from the parents. The parents have got to really start to get involved and be aware that mental health is something that needs to be, you know, that we need to talk about it as early as possible.
The UK government has said that over 100 beds have recently been opened across the country, and they have plans to open 40 new ones by March. Ildiko Ang, City News.